Gun safety activists have been pushing states to require background checks at gun shows. The group Americans for Gun Safety was successful in helping to close the so-called gun show loophole in Oregon and Colorado. Today, the group releases a study that draws a direct correlation between gun show loopholes and guns used in crimes. Jim Kessler is Policy and Research Director for the Americans for Gun Safety Foundation.
We found that states that have not closed the gun show loophole, they're flooding the nation with crime guns. That's number one. Number two, we found extensive evidence that criminals are exploiting this loophole in the law to get guns at gun shows. And three, and this is, I think, particularly good news, when you require background checks at gun shows, it will not affect legitimate gun show business at all. In fact, three of the five states that host the most gun shows in the country have already closed the gun show loophole by requiring background checks there.
Loophole meaning some states require background checks, others don't.
Exactly. Under federal law, anyone buying a gun at a gun store must undergo a background check. But private sales between individuals, there's no federal law requiring background checks. And what happens is at gun shows, it's a large grouping of both private sellers and gun stores that come together in one place. In 32 states where they haven't passed additional laws, those private sellers can buy and sell without undergoing a background check.
Well, you would think the gun shows would go to states where background checks are not required.
Well, what we found is that there really is no difference in the number of gun shows between states that have closed the gun show loophole and states that have not. In fact, scheduled already this year in states that have not closed the gun show loophole, 24 gun shows per state. In states that have closed the gun show loophole, 22. There is a small niche of criminals who have discovered this loophole, and they're exploiting that.
So gun shows are still taking place in states that require background checks, but are those shows losing business?
There's no evidence that they're losing business. In fact, Pennsylvania has the second most gun shows in the nation. They require background checks. There's a thriving gun show business there. It's just that criminals aren't getting guns there. I mean, most of the purchasing that's going on is not criminal purchasing.
So where's the worst state in your estimation?
Mississippi, Texas, Georgia, Florida, they are the four leading crime gun exporting states. They are states that do not require background checks. Their guns are ending up all over the country in the hands of criminals.
Aren't the guns available at gun shows more difficult to trace, and therefore this could mess up your study in some fashion?
There's limitations to gun tracing. Tracing basically only goes back to the original sale, But we do know, first of all, that federal law enforcement and their gun trafficking investigations have found that it's the second leading source of illegal guns. But the other thing is, it's kind of like smoking years ago. People who were getting lung cancer were smoking cigarettes. Crime guns are coming from states where, overwhelmingly, background checks are not required at gun shows. It's an overwhelming correlation there that's really undeniable.
Jim Kessler is Policy and Research Director for the Americans for Gun Safety Foundation.